There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Running for President of the United States.
That's Donald Trump. Yeah, but Donald, not making a joke of it. We know that he's rich. We know he likes publicity. We know he's a New Yorker. And he said it many, many times that he's running, but now he's really doing it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, America, how do you feel? Would you vote for the Donald? He said politicians are all talk, no action. He said nothing's going to get done. We need a truly great leader now. You know, there's no public records to race around and get on Trump because he hasn't run officially for office before. So that whole personal finance thing that has to be released and campaign donors and all of that. But if you look at a summary of his finances, he is the 12th Republican, of course, running for president. His net worth is about $8.7 billion. And why does that matter? Of course it matters. Because he's going to pay for his own campaign. He's not going to rely on donors who then want political favors. He would be the richest candidate in the 2016 presidential race. 35 times as large as Mitt Romney. In 2012. Ross Perot, when he ran for president as an independent in 92, he was worth about $2.4 billion. How about that? In 2012, Obama and groups that were supporting him spent $1.1 billion to win. Romney's groups spent $1.2 billion and they lost. You can dig up all these numbers and many more at the Center for Responsive Politics. So the political action groups are where it's at. They supplement what the candidate spends. But here's the thing. What does Donald Trump do to this race? Well, by virtue of his name, he's going to make it onto the stage of the debates. So if somebody gets knocked out of the debates with these polls and everything else, there's no question. He will be part of the debate. And you think of how aggressive he's going to have to be. And who's going to have enough money to keep up with him? Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker. Guys like Rick Santorum, George Pataki, Mike Huckabee. They're on the lower tier. But he should be in the debates, which will make it very interesting. Because remember, it's the 10 candidates with the highest polling numbers that guarantee he's going to be in there. So if he wants to be serious, he's going to have a campaign staff. He's going to have advertising. He's going to have to travel around all over the place, all over the country. So will he be that working candidate or no? Will this just be a little slice of attention and then he goes back into Trump Tower? I don't think he wins it, but if he's really serious, he's not going to like the grind. He's not going to like the grind. And does he really have a chance to win? Would you vote for Donald Trump over Scott Walker, Rubio, Cruz, Paul? I don't know. Who's your flavor? Who's your candidate? Would he really knock down the dominoes? I don't think so, but he could. Anybody who's barely on the radar, he could knock them out. Could knock them out. Coming up in this hour of ATN, a lot of you sent me emails today about Trump, 2016, all that kind of stuff. We're going to go to the mailbag in our third segment. We're going to mix in conversation with a little bit of sports, too, because the U.S. ladies beat Nigeria 1-0. So they survived the group of death. We're down to 16. Woohoo! They meet Edmonton next. Probably more information than you need to know. Just know that the U.S. women in soccer are doing pretty good. Abby Wambach with the goal. So it's Donald Trump that wants to score. He wants to score big. And I think he's really going to try to run circles around some people in the debates. I think he really wants to get into those debates. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Grim de la Grim de la Grim de Grim. Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, he's number 12. I figure I'd go ahead and announce I'm running because, you know, 13's my lucky number.
Yeah, me too. 13's my lucky number, too.
Yeah, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
But I'm pumped.
Anyhow, you got that that hurricane there that come in, and I really, you know, feel for the people there in Texas, you know. I mean, what can you say? I can lighten it up a little bit. Knowing that you're number 11, now, if you were number 99, I could play Toto's song, you know?
99, that's funny.
Yeah. But
I like it.
I really feel for the, you know, it's just compounding more water on them, you know, more misery, on the flood victims. So.
I agree.
Yeah. But, it is kind of a rough sign to see that they're coming out of the Gulf this early.
I know, because it's a long season, isn't it?
We just started summer. I know. And like I say, you know, that's what I'm real worried about, you being number 11. That's right in there with the same numbers as Katrina and Camille.
Thank you. Let's hope that it's not brutal.
Well, that's why
number
I'm
11.
It up. Yeah, I don't want it to be, you know. I want it to be nice, kind, and informing, you know, if anyway.
Oh, it has to be nice and kind. It has to be calming. By the way, if people don't know what Grimm is referring to, tell them what the name is of number 11 on the hurricane list.
Kate?
Yes. I can't ever remember a hurricane Kate.
I can't either. I don't, being here since the 60s and, you know, reading them in the paper and watching them on, you know, I have yet to recall. Now, you know, of course, you know, they added the hurricanes instead of the hurricanes, you know.
Yeah, which is funny.
That used to be a joke in grade school, you know, to most of us kids, you know. Because you never had a hurricane, you know, they're all females, you know. You never had a
hurricane. Exactly, a hurricane. I like it, a hurricane. Grim, always entertaining. What do you think before we let you fly? Donald, thumbs up or thumbs down running for president?
Halfway.
Halfway, that's a nice answer. Halfway.
I like the business side, but I don't like, you know, the one-liners he's going to use.
Ah, boy, that is so true. He'll be tripping all over his tongue with those one-liners. You're absolutely right. Grim, adios. Thanks, man. You know, and talking about his business sense, I agree with Grim there. Business-wise, and see, that's why he does slide a little bit on the Republican side, because he's about not having regulations over the top and red tape galore and all of that. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. What do you think? The Donald running for president.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So here's the question. Seriously, the Donald, should we take him seriously? Is he a gift to the Democrats because will he take votes away from other players who could possibly win the nomination and beat Hillary Clinton? So is he messing up the equation by stepping in and taking votes away? Or no, why not add the excitement, breathe life into the debates a little bit more, and he just adds to the three-ring circus, but attracts people, then eventually slides out. Doesn't stay. I don't think he'll stay in it too long. If he's getting pummeled, he definitely won't stay in it too long. Let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Wow, there's a fire-breathing dragon in the news today, isn't there?
There is. That's right.
It's called the Trump dragon. You know, the big question is this dragon going to help us, or is it going to be like the other dragons and just come after our gold, right? You know, put it in its cave, like the Hobbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I just hope that he doesn't quit. That's what happened to Perot. Perot lost the first time around, what a lot of people don't remember, and he came around the second time and then he quit. And
some of what he said came true.
And yeah, and he was a prophet, you know. And he probably would have had much more success the second time, because the first time what he said was happening. You know, all the factories and all the jobs went to the third world, because we came up with this great idea called NAFTA. And remember, it was Clinton was involved with that too. Clinton was the one who gave China most favored trading status. All right, Clinton, you know, and Clinton was the one who NAFTA was on his watch.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, there's nobody else that is saying the C word out there, China. No one has the guts to stand up and say China is breaking all the rules and China is a problem. And we need to stand up to China. And I love what he said today. He said, I'm not against the Chinese or China. I want to beat them at their own game. I want to beat them in business. I want to beat the Japanese in business. I want to beat the Mexicans in business. You know, I don't want to have America being laughed at by all these other countries because, you know, we let all their people in here for free and then we don't get anything out of it. You know,
I agree. Yeah.
And, you know, the people are saying, oh, he's going to split the party. Well, tell me, but does the Republican Party think they deserve our loyalty? We gave them the House, all right? That wasn't good enough. So we gave them the House and the Senate, you know? And have they done anything with amnesty? No, they want to pass another amnesty. What are they doing with NAFTA? They want to pass another NAFTA.
Yeah.
What are they doing with H-1B visas? With H-1B visas, they want hundreds of thousands a year to come in and take our best jobs. And we're not like a little tiny country like El Salvador or something. We have 300 million people here. We have more colleges than some countries have people. Colleges.
Right.
You know?
Right.
If we wanted to, if we had a leader, that got up there and said, you know what? We're going to give $10,000 to anybody who graduates with a B average with engineering. You know? And we'll cut your loans in half. You know? And we would have instantly, you know, in 4 years, we'd have more engineers than we could shake a stick at. But
that's
that doesn't
true.
Matter if you keep on getting engineers from another country that will pay for peanuts and work for free on Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
You can't have that. You have to look out for the people of America. That's what he says he wants to do. And he's the only one who is touching these hot issues. Who's the last person who took on Mexico and China in the same sentence? Nobody.
Yeah.
You know,
China was taken on a little bit by Mitt Romney, but no mention of Mexico in that same breath. And he didn't wallop China hard enough. Yeah.
Let me tell
you're
you
right.
I read it was really striking, Kate. Ann Coulter, she says, you know what? We can pass laws to turn back Obamacare, and we can pass laws to turn back NAFTA, but amnesty lasts forever. Think about that. Once
it
somebody's
does.
In here and you give them citizenship, you know what? You can't take that back. You can't say, okay, you know, we're taking your citizen back. No, you can't do that. So that is a big problem, and he took it on head on. He tackled them high. He didn't try no judo. He went toe-to-toe with those big issues that are affecting this country. And he looked Reagan-esque. You know, I just say one thing. Don't quit. Don't quit. You got $8 billion. You said it. Okay? You can lose $1 billion, and you still have $7 billion.
Right,
don't
so you
quit.
Can do it. Exactly. Don't quit. Hey, so I love that mantra. Tomas, thanks so much. He's right. Don't quit. If he's in it, he's in it. Or is he dipping in and then dipping out? Which I have a feeling about that. But I'll tell you what, I like his hashtag, Make America Great Again. It's awesome. He did a 40-minute speech, and he hit up a lot of the hot-button issues. He touched on them. Immigration. He said he would build a wall on the southern border, and he would have Mexico pay for it. Mark my words. Islamic State. He said Islamic terrorism is eating up large portions of the Middle East. Nobody would be tougher than him. And you heard Tomas say that he talked about China, and he said China's killing us. And he said he would be the best jobs president that God ever created. He said, You know, listen, I don't need anyone's money. I'm really rich. I mentioned his net worth. His net worth is anywhere, and see, this varies from place to place. They say his assets more than $9.2 billion assets, everything combined. He said, we have the opposite thinking. We have losers. We have people who are morally corrupt. It's not the right kind of mindset. As of noon on Tuesday, he had yet to file the paperwork regarding his candidacy or finances. He's got 15 days to be able to do that. 15 days. Interesting. Trump has a 27 percentage point net favorable rating among Republicans. 27 percentage point net favorability rating. Whew. Crazy. So some people think he's a clown show, a sideshow, a sidecar, you name it. But is he somebody who's not going to make a mockery of the political process? And could that work in his favor? It could work in his favor, depending on if he taps into the right people, the right motivators. Then it will play right into the possibility of him being taken seriously. And maybe he is being taken seriously. It just doesn't feel that way to me. Just doesn't feel that way. Coming up, I mentioned we're going to dip into the mailbag. A lot of push for the mailbag to happen. One of the things that you're going to talk about in the mailbag, and I think we have them. I think young Patrick dug them up for me. But the woman who swears she's black had a conversation with Savannah Guthrie, for NBC's Nightly News. Here's what she had to say on the question of being asked about, isn't she a white woman and that's what her parents are saying?
No, because never have I been asked, are you human or not human, right? So, like, race in a as a construct, again, is a fluid understanding. So I would say no.
Did you get that? I would say no. It's a very odd deal. And the comparisons to Bruce Jenner are really wickedly dumb. I don't think you can compare those two. Though what's up with that, I would love to know. I'm just curious. Why not just be yourself? And she sued Howard University for discrimination. So go figure. Coming up, it's you, baby. Oh, yeah. Mailbag. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Meet you on the flip side.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Wow, Donald Trump running for president. I can't believe it. I just thought for sure that he would bag on it and wouldn't really do it, just would talk about it. Why would a guy like Donald Trump want to be president? Well, you know what? He wants to be president because he's been a very outspoken billionaire. He's talked about running before again and again and again and again and again. And he has definite political opinions. He's somebody who's had to deal with the red tape of the business sector and other arenas. He's very vocal about issues in New York City. He always has been. So, you know, I think he will. It's funny. I think he really will focus on the real issues. Like Rick Perry said something about, you know, let's just focus on the real issues. I'm not going to worry about the bait that Donald Trump is throwing out. And I think that Trump, let's just focus on the real issues. I'm not going to worry about the bait that Donald Trump is throwing out. And I think that Trump will, I think Trump is going to make some waves. I do. I think he's going to cause some agita for a few people on the Republican side who really, really want to become president. I don't believe he can win, but stranger things have happened. You know, who knows? And so it's real. You know, game on. He threw his hat into the ring for real. We have a couple of other people that wanted to say something about Trump. Rick, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, Donald Trump, you're fired. Running for president. What is he, out of his mind? Is this a publicity stunt or what? He really can't win, can he? Well, I just answered that. I don't think he can win. I think he can make some noise, cause some problems for a few people that are in the race. But as far as winning, yeah, I don't think he can win.
Of course, stranger things have happened, that's for sure. All right, this one from Steven in Florida. Kate, Sarasota loves you, just so you know, and I'm going to add to the train that I hear on the air. When are you coming down here? Don't you dare skip Sarasota when you go to see those relatives in Tampa that I've heard you speak about. Donald Trump makes things even more Mickey Mouse for the Republicans. I am a Republican, I have to say. Used to be a Democrat, got so disgusted with the party, I actually jumped to the Republicans side of the aisle many, many years ago. I don't agree with everything, but I certainly agree in principle way more with the Republicans these days than I do with the Democrats. I just think, as you have said on the show, I've heard you talking about the debates, you don't want it to become a three-ring circus that detracts from somebody who really could have a shot at winning the presidency. Well, yeah, that's the key thing. Of course, you don't want it to be a joke. You know, the Republicans can't afford that. And certainly people that are running are not thinking it's a joke, but it just becomes, okay, who's running today? How many debates are we going to have? Who's going to win? How do we, you know, how do we separate the chaff from the wheat, that whole kind of thing? And on the Democratic side, you have Hillary Clinton and others, let's face it. So that makes it pretty much her lane. Yes, there may be some debates. There's the Bernie Sanders, and there's a few others that are talking about jumping in. But make no mistake about it, this is Hillary Clinton's. There's not going to be any actor or some other person that comes out of left field that jumps into this, that shakes up things for the Democrats. So there you have it. All right, let's move on. Here's one from Joseph in Spokane. Kate, we've been talking about what's happened here in Spokane with the NAACP chief, the broad who was calling herself a black woman or portraying herself as a black woman who was really Caucasian. It's a darn shame, because if she really felt strongly about it and was doing some really good work, I am sure she would have been embraced. But to have weaved an entire tale of a life that wasn't, I think, was a very, very big mistake. And how odd and strange for her parents and her family that they would have to come out and they'd have to talk about it. And then there she is saying that, you know, she identifies herself as someone of color. It's just, I don't know, mind-boggling, I have to say. Got another comment on that, too. This one from Michelle. Kate, I heard you talking about the NAACP chief who was a white woman, is a white woman, who had to resign after it was discovered that on her birth certificate, etc., she grew up in Montana and she was very much white and decided she was going to be black. I can't stand these comparisons to Caitlyn, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, because I do not think that this is what this was about. And I don't believe you can compare the two. What do you think? Yeah, I agree. I don't think you can compare the two. I think that there is a big difference between what happened mentally with Bruce Jenner and what he said and how he felt his whole life, and that he's dressed up as a woman, and the woman, at least some of them with him, were aware of that part. So that's a, I don't know, it's a different thing to me, definitely a different thing. Here's one from Jake. Kate, it's Jake from Austin. I feel like I'm emailing you erratically. I've had a very strange work week. Needless to say, I'm paying attention to the show. When I can't hear you live, I download it. Tell everybody about downloading it. Make sure you tell them. I don't know if you saw this or not. I'm sure you did because you're always on top of everything that's happening. But did you see that Putin is going to add to his nuclear arsenal? I did see that he was going to add to the nuclear arsenal 40 ICBMs, and he announced that's what he was going to do. You know, I think Putin, he likes to more than rattle the sabers. I think that's the whole thing. Hey, just in case, just so you know, here's what's happening in our neck of the woods. We're not backing down. So, of course, the NATO chief is going to be all over this and is going to blast Putin and say it's a ridiculous, dangerous plan to expand the nuke arsenal. And I mean, how many nukes do we need? You know, how many nukes
need, right? So, of course, we have tension between Russia and the West. We have had that. We've had this since the Ukraine crisis where, you know, we're talking about them annexing the Crimea from the Ukraine in 2014. That started things off in a very bad direction. So now saying that there's 40 new nukes, yeah, not good. I mean, you could talk about, well, what's the range? Like, I talked to someone today about this. What's the range of the ICBMs? And the range is 3,400 miles, and that's what we know. But there was no other details about it, just that, you know, he's maintaining the European Union and the United States, of course, has economic sanctions on Russia. But Washington and Moscow are still really held bound by the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty that caps the strategic nuclear warheads, if you remember, 1550 each, and limits the number of nuclear missile launchers to 800 by 2018. That was way agreed upon. So I don't know, are we changing the boundaries of that deal? I hope not. Because that was a, remember when that happened, that was a big deal. And even so many people thought, is that really a smart way for the United States to go, if you remember? Here's one from a totally different, has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with Putin or anything like that, just has to do with a sports moment. This one from Keith. Kate, I've never been so proud of the Chicago Blackhawks than the other night when they won the Stanley Cup on home ice. Boy, I wish I was there. The place looked like it had gone absolutely crazy. How cool is that? Yeah, how cool is that? Are you kidding? Putting it mildly, they hadn't won a Stanley Cup on home ice. I mean, this is their third cup in 6 years, which is phenomenal. But to actually win that game that wins you the series in front of your fans and somebody to have a ticket to that, well, any of you who are fans of any sport, you know what that would be like if you had that ticket. Of course, it's like the golden ticket. Golden ticket. This one from Michael. Boy, we're squeezing a lot, and I love it. Remember, you can always email us at americatonight.net. Michael says, Kate and listeners of America Tonight, I know you've talked about crazy things that have happened at amusement parks. Did you see this thing about the girl on the roller coaster who died because of natural causes? She was unconscious while she was riding a roller coaster. So that's what they're saying. She's just 10 years old. How sad is that for her family going to an amusement park and then getting off of the Six Flags ride, being rendered unconscious and still apparently breathing, but being rushed to the hospital and dying. I mean, can you put yourself in someone's shoes like that? The answer is, of course, you can't put yourself in someone's shoes like that. It's terrible. Her name was, I actually looked this up, it was Magic Mountain. And it was Jasmine Martinez, who they found unconscious but breathing at the end of this afternoon ride on the Revolution attraction. And that's what it's called, I guess, the Revolution attraction. So they did the helicoptering thing, and she went to the hospital, and she died at the hospital. They're trying to figure out if she had any pre-existing conditions. Apparently, she didn't. It's wild. The Revolution is one of about, like, 20 of those kind of thrill rides at Magic Mountain. So the speeds are about 50 up to 55 miles an hour. And it opened in 1976. It was, you know, the world's first modern roller coaster with a vertical loop, you know, those loops that they do. So they're saying there's no evidence that it was ride related. That's just a terrible thing, though. I mean, awful. So you're at an amusement park, woohoo, we're having fun, and then that happens. I mean, it's life, you know. We had Frieda Birnbaum on the other night, and she said, if we were afraid of anything that could happen to us, though, we would never walk out of the house. So if you want to email me your thoughts on anything, you can, americatonight.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Your attorney needs to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, it's trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Percentage point net favorability rating among Republicans. That's according to one polling expert from 538 Polling. He tweeted it out immediately. He's not the only one who says that he's going to go pretty far. But we'll see what happens. There are a lot of political people who don't like the business billionaire getting in the middle of their private political world. I say it's going to be a good sideshow in a different way, because I think he's going to have to focus on certain issues that we're talking about. And because he can throw out bombs, and if he does do that during the debates, it might be healthy. He's going to make the debates. Since 10 of 12 will make him, he'll be one of the 10 for sure. I can't wait to see what he does in action in a debate, because I think he'll be good. He's glib enough. He's a Mr. One-liner. He'll be able to zing some things out, and let's see if the people around him can knock him down. If anything, that, to me, is worth Donald jumping into the middle of it. Although, I'm surprised he baited the hook, in a way. I am. Because before, that was what he liked to do, was to taunt and tease that he was going to jump in. He definitely. And now he has just officially done it. All right, this is odds and ends. So we're going to throw some things at you at the tail end in case you missed it. If you missed it, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. How about that? Six NBA finals for LeBron James. He's won two of them. Did a great job in getting a young Cavalier team all the way to the finals, but Golden State, too good. They hadn't won since 1975. Six games, they win. Steph Curry, the MVP of the league, had another pretty fantastic game. He is a difference maker, and the difference he made throughout the season and the playoffs absolutely showed. The Cavaliers were never, they were trying to make it interesting at the tail end of the game, but, and the series was interesting, but I think all along most of us thought Golden State is going to win this, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. From the category of, what happened there? He did what? Are you making this up? Is this Lifetime television? No, this is really sad stuff, but it does read like a script from Lifetime or We. An off-duty police sergeant shot and killed his ex-wife in New Jersey on Tuesday. He chased her down as she drove a car with their 7-year-old daughter inside, which is so bloody sad. Driving an SUV, Philip Sedell was pursuing his divorced wife in her car when she crashed into another car in Asbury Park. He had been a New Jersey Township. He had been with the New Jersey Neptune Township Police Department for 22 years. He got out. So check it out. He gets out of his car with his weapon, a 40 caliber Glock, fired several shots into his ex-wife's car from the driver's side. Then he made his way to the front of the car, fired more shots through the windshield. And then he surrendered to the cops 20 minutes after they got there. He aimed the weapon at himself several times, but he didn't pull the trigger. So they rushed her to the hospital. She was dead. The daughter who was riding with her at the time of the shooting wasn't injured. They had 9 children, the two of them. 9 children from 7 to 24. What makes you become so unhinged that you do that? So, of course, he's charged with first-degree murder, second-degree possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, and second-degree endangering the welfare of a child. He's done. I mean, he's done. And those kids are left without a mother and a father because he's going to go to prison, barring something I can't imagine when justice is meted out. But what makes you lose your mind? If a woman pushes you to that brink or vice versa or the relationship, boy, you just got to get away. Not chase them down in the car and shoot into the car. Really shocked a lot of people I know because I got a bunch of texts from people, friends that I have that live in that area, and that's all anybody was talking about. It was Trump until that happened, and then more of the conversation switched to, wow, I can't believe it. How does this happen? Also fitting into odds and ends, an interesting story that I found that I was reading during the day was about this. I can't remember where I first saw it, but was about this Canadian teenager who died after tracking a lost cell phone. The police in Canada say they're hunting for 3 men in the shooting of this teenager. You know, you have on the iPhones, the lost phone, find the phone thing, which can be an asset and it can be something that can be quite deadly, apparently. And, you know, I've thought about that. Who gets the phone or who could get the phone and where they could track it down? So Canadian cops are saying that they're looking for these 3 guys. They used the app to trace the lost phone. This 18-year-old Jeremy Cook had left a smartphone in a taxi, traced it electronically to a fast food restaurant in Ontario. He confronted the 3 men in the car. He approached them And there was some kind of a conversation, but they didn't give him the phone. When the three tried to leave, he grabbed onto the car as it drove away. And he was there with his sister. So they responded, and then all of a sudden the police respond to an emergency call, and they found Cook's body riddled with bullets near a strip mall, while the car was found abandoned after being driven into a fence. So his smartphone was found thrown, discarded by somebody who was close to the car. So now they're looking for these three guys. So can you imagine? There's this app. He's trying to find his phone. So he leaves it in the cab. He's trying to find his phone. Three guys take it and won't give it to him when he traces the phone, and then they slaughter him. Whew. It is a mad, mad world when that kind of stuff is happening. Again, it goes back to the whole thing with the cop. Are you kidding me with that? No way. You have to be kidding me. But it's no joke, certainly, to the family, certainly to other people who track their phone. I guess there is a lesson in that. I mean, who knows? You're innocently are trying to find it. That's the idea of the app. And look what he encounters, and look what ends up happening. There was no connection to them, so that's all it was. And they flipped out for whatever reason and decided they were going to kill him or, you know, shoot him in the moment. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. In the meantime, I got to throw in some happy news. How about the U.S. women? They beat Nigeria 1-0. So by winning, they won the group of death with a couple of victories and one draw. And they move on to the last 16, which is good. They meet Edmonton next. A lot of people paying attention to soccer because they like these U.S. women soccer players. I mean, here in this country, even if people play soccer, they care about Team USA. That holds the most lore, I think, for anyone out here. Absolutely. One last one for you. The former Turkey president, Süleyman Demirel, died at the age of 90. This was a guy that was actually pretty popular. I can remember reading about him over the last years, and he was popular. He lived to be 90 years old. He was dominant in politics. He served as president from 1993 to 2000, 4 decades, though, he was involved in politics. Wow. Two of them, sadly, ending in his government's overthrow by a military coup. His philosophy, he believed that the governments of the 60s and 70s deserve much of the credit for a deep transformation of Turkey's economy and society, mostly agriculture, flipping it into industrial and urban. Better standard of living for the Turks, I think most people would agree. Yo, yo, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.